crashing into the third hour of the program here. You can take control at 855-453. Bring up what you want, and still to come, Johnny Ray's got a story from a soldier, his final words before committing suicide. We'll share those with you, but we're going to go right back into your phone calls here tonight. Ian in the studio with you.
And Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Let's go back to Andy. He's listening in Huntsville and is on Skype with us. You can Skype us like Andy did at username lrn.fm. Just send us a friend request on Skype. It will be accepted, and then it'll be easy for you to connect to us at that point. Andy, you were telling us about the Federal Analog Act, which is, and please correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know much about it. It essentially helped them outlaw chemicals that were structured similarly to things like cocaine, but obviously didn't end up outlawing all these synthetic things that we have because they're still scrambling to try to outlaw those things. So what am I missing?
They were very specific, if I remember the law correctly, about certain chemical structures, and the bath salts you were talking about, they were real similar to things like methamphetamine, but they contained oxygen in the structure instead of nitrogen. But the point is that in the human body, there's actually a lot of chemicals that have this structure called the phenylethylamine structure, which is a structure that contains nitrogen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's stuff that actually exists in your brain. Serotonin has a very similar chemical makeup to this. It shares that base structure. And dopamine, which are two chemicals that kind of make you happy in your brain. These are things that are released during pleasurable activities like, drinking alcohol or sex or something like that would be released in your brain.
Or how about DMT, for instance?
Naturally. DMT is a little bit different structure, and I think that's actually also covered by the Federal Analog Act. That is a tryptamine.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me to quote the structure on air, probably because it's boring.
Yeah.
But it's crazy because so many of these things are found in nature, and even chocolate has this phenylethylamine structure, has the actual phenylethylamine chemical in it.
So are chocolate's illegal?
So wait, yeah, are you suggesting that the Analog Act essentially has unwittingly banned all manner of different things, including our own bodies?
It could. I mean, if somebody really wanted to say, hey, you know, this is illegal, the dopamine in your brain, which is what makes you happy when you do something pleasurable, could really be illegal.
You'd find a lawyer working for the state that would be willing to argue against happiness. I can assure you.
Yeah.
I mean, there are all kinds of people out there that just hate fun.
Oh yeah. I think that's all government's there to do is make sure that you don't have any fun, because you can't do drugs or hire prostitutes or do anything that's fun in this country except own guns. Maybe that's kind of fun.
Depends on where you live, obviously. But Andy, I appreciate your call. Anything else you want to share on this?
If you guys have heard about this, have you heard about that Supreme Court ruling regarding the Fifth Amendment, and you're not. It doesn't apply if you're not haven't been read your Miranda rights.
Well, as I understand it, what it is that it the Fifth Amendment is that you, in order to enact the Fifth Amendment, you must say, "I am enacting the Fifth Amendment." That if you are to remain silent without saying that you're enacting the Fifth Amendment prior to being read your rights, then your silence can be considered an admission of guilt.
It's actually prior to arrest, as I understand it, Mark. Now, this is not a legal show. We're not lawyers. But as I understood the Supreme Court decision, the 5-4 decision that came down, I think it was last week or the week before that, that they had determined that a man who had not yet been arrested, who had remained silent in a case, that evidence could be used against him because he did not invoke his right to remain silent. I don't know if there was some specific phrase, Mark, you're making it sound like there was. I don't recall there being a specific phrase that needs to be uttered, but that one must invoke one's right to remain silent. Otherwise, one's silence could be used against that person. And then again, this is before an arrest is effected. After an arrest, if they're going to interrogate you, they are supposed to read you your Miranda rights at that point. So this Supreme Court case only seemed to affect the activities prior to the arrest being effected.
Hmm. Okay, I'd only heard one blurb about it on like a radio news, and I was it sounded very concerning.
It is very concerning.
I don't know if you heard Murray about it.
No, you're absolutely right. It is definitely very concerning. And Andy, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And again, Andy connected with there on Skype. You could tell the difference.
That's why he sounds so good.
Sounds fantastic. Let's go to Mark. He's in Brazil. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
I called in a couple of days ago, and I'm calling in with an update. Something amazing, I would say, happened in Brazil tonight, something I don't think I've ever seen in my life. A few months back, there was a constitutional amendment that was proposed that was going to limit the investigatory powers of what they call the public prosecutor here in Brazil. And that's an office that is fairly independent and is responsible for prosecuting a number of corruption-related crimes. And the amendment was supposedly make it clear that the police are the ones who are supposed to be investigating, and the public prosecutor can only put forth the charges, which would basically weaken a very strong anti-corruption mechanism or institution in Brazil. And as a result of all these marches and protests that are going on, one of which at the top of the list in terms of issues was this constitutional amendment, the Congress had thought about putting off the vote on this constitutional amendment, pulled it forward, and voted it tonight unanimously against, and it was defeated.
So the defeat of this amendment means what for the prosecutor? I'm sorry, maybe
the public prosecutor retains its powers. The public prosecutor retains its powers to investigate crimes of corruption.
I see. Okay, well, there you go. So the protest is
the people win, and everybody's gone home?
No. It's going to continue for some period of time now. We'll see as yet. I think that the government probably considered this as a way of placating the people, so to speak. But as soon as it is approved, the number of people are already listening to the next issues on the list. And so we'll see. We'll see how far it goes. But at least so far, two things so far.
Thanks for the update on that, Mark. Of course, Mark's down there in Brazil. I appreciate the call, where there are a lot of protests that are happening over, I guess, a variety of different issues. So let's change gears.
You know, nothing's happened like this in my lifetime, this sort of level of unrest. It's sweeping the globe. It's difficult to see change when you're in the midst of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm wondering whether or not we're actually going to see something as far as human freedom goes. Communication makes a big, big difference in this world. And I often use this example, and I think it's a really powerful one. But at some point, a couple thousand years ago, there was basically train tracks with no locomotive, but train tracks that ran from the smallest part of Greece, one part to the other, the little isthmus there. And in Egypt, there was the steam engine. It was called the Hero engine. It was just a novelty for the king's court or whatever. But if they could have put together the steam engine and train tracks and created the locomotive a couple few thousand years before the birth of Christ, the world might be an entirely different place.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that changed, the only difference there is communication.
It's true. Go ahead, Mark.
Communication's different now, and people are able to coordinate in ways that they were never able to coordinate before.
Right, look at the Free State Project.
Yeah. Government drones and those kind of things, those are scary levels of communication, but there's a lot of communication that we have on our side, too. I think this is a hopeful prediction that we're going to see whatever human governance looks like in the future. It's going to be far more responsive and far more customized to the individual. And I think that that's what we see coming. They're not going to let it go easy, though.
The story with Edward Snowden is just amazing. It's so sensational, the intrigue and the adventure.
Yeah.
And what he's done and what he's doing. It's we live in interesting times, and a lot of times that's bad, but sometimes it's good.
Well, it is, and with the Snowden case, I've been kind of researching. Basically, we knew everything that the Snowden's revealed up to this point, from what I can tell. Essentially, the NSA has already been saying what they can and can't do. They've been spying. I think everybody knew it.
So we'll return here in moments at 855-450-FREE. Johnny Ray will share with us the words of a soldier who is no more. He took his life. What did he have to say before he went out? We'll share them with you coming up.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People
will travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Five. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from others' ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum5.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, you may bring up anything you'd like at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. We've got news updates. You get signed up and we'll keep you in the know about Free Talk Live via email, Twitter, Facebook, and now Google+. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up there for any one of those or more than one of them if you prefer. Again, that's news.freetalklive.com.
every loan has two aspects to it, a principal aspect and an interest aspect. Some have, you know, insurance, and some have, you know, taxes and that kind of thing. But they all have a principal and an interest aspect. When you're looking at the 30-year fixed mortgage, which is considered the gold standard in the United States, around the world, this isn't true. A lot of most places, they don't have a 30-year fixed. And one of the reasons is the demand isn't as high for it. Many people consider the fact that it takes 10 and a half years for you to be starting to make as for your payment to be equal parts interest and principal. That's just too much for them. With a 20-year or 15-year fixed, the period of time before you're you know making as much of a payment in principal as you are in interest is much shorter. This is just some information about loans offered to you by the experts from MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts can help you find the right loan for you. Maybe it is a 30-year fixed. Maybe it isn't a 30-year fixed. Maybe it's some other kind of loan. Well, they can help you at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. And if you're looking at getting a loan right now, you need a second opinion. Go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com and get that second opinion. Their number's 866-288-0088. There's a big difference between a cheap loan and an inexpensive one. 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
Johnny Ray will be sharing with us something that you actually found on the front page of freetalklive.com, because you can go to freetalklive.com and you can submit content. The content can be voted upon, and then we'll kind of know what people think is interesting. This one actually received several votes submitted by voluntarist Mitch. It's called "I'm Sorry That It Has Come to This."
Right. I'm just going to dive right in. It begins with an introductory paragraph that is not written by Daniel Summers. Most of what I'm going to cover is a letter from Daniel Summers. Daniel Summers, by the way, this is from Gawker.com also. Daniel Summers was a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. He was part of Task Force Lightning, an intelligence unit. In 2004-2005, he was mainly assigned to a tactical human intelligence team in Baghdad, Iraq, where he ran more than 400 combat missions as a machine gunner in the turret of a Humvee, interviewed countless Iraqis, ranging from concerned citizens to community leaders and government officials, and interrogated dozens of insurgents and terrorist suspects. In 2006-2007, Daniel worked with Joint Special Operations Command through his former unit in Mosul, where he ran the Northern Iraq Intelligence Center. His official role was as a senior analyst for the Levant. The Levant is sort of coastal Mediterranean, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Israel, and part of Turkey. Daniel suffered greatly from PTSD and had been diagnosed with traumatic brain injury and several other war-related conditions. On June 10, 2013, Daniel wrote the following letter to his family before taking his life. Daniel was 30 years old. His wife and family have given permission to publish it. Now, before I go on, I feel a little funny reading this. It's intensely personal.
You were in the military, by the way, correct?
I was. That's right. That's right.
Was it Marines?
I was in the Marine Corps for 4 years, right?
Gotcha.
I was never a very good Marine. I was never a very good mechanic, and I was a mechanic. I wasn't. I served in peacetime, and I was not in the infantry. They say every Marine's a rifleman, but I never shot in anger.
Well, I mean, lots of riflemen haven't shot in anger.
Let's dive in.
I am sorry that it has come to this. The fact is, for as long as I can remember, my motivation for getting up every day has been so that you would not have to bury me. As things have continued to get worse, it has become clear that this alone is not a sufficient reason to carry on. The fact is, I am not getting better, and I am not going to get better, and I will most certainly deteriorate further as time goes on. From a logical standpoint, it is better to simply end things quickly and let any repercussions from that play out in the short term than to drag things out into the long term. You will perhaps be sad for a time, but over time you will forget and begin to carry on. Far better than to inflict my growing misery upon you for years and decades to come, dragging you down with me. It is because I love you that I cannot do this to you. you will come to see that it is a far better thing as one day after another passes, during which you do not have to worry about me or even give me a second thought. You will find that your world is better without me in it.
Wow. This, yeah, painful stuff.
It's unimaginable. I really have been trying to hang on for more than a decade now. Each day has been a testament to the extent to which I cared, suffering unspeakable horror as quietly as possible so that you could feel as though I was still here for you. In truth, I was nothing more than a prop, filling space so that my absence would not be noted. In truth, I have already been absent for a long, long time. My body has become nothing but a cage, a source of pain and constant problems. The illness I have has caused me pain that not even the strongest medicines could dull, and there is no cure. All day, every day, a screaming agony in every nerve ending in my body. It is nothing short of torture. My mind is a wasteland, filled with visions of incredible horror, unceasing depression, and crippling anxiety, even with all of the medications the doctors dare give. Simple things that everyone else takes for granted are nearly impossible for me. I cannot laugh or cry. I can barely leave the house. I derive no pleasure from any activity. Everything simply comes down to passing time until I can sleep again. Now, to sleep forever seems to be the most merciful thing.
Can you imagine what somebody went through to cause this to happen to them?
No, I can't.
Awful.
Yeah, and this story is relevant. This letter from Daniel Summers is relevant because more active duty military personnel are dying from their own hands, killing themselves. More of them are killing themselves than are being killed by, quote, the enemy. Continuing on. You must not blame yourself. The simple truth is this. During my first deployment, I was made to participate in things, the enormity of which is hard to describe. War crimes. Crimes against humanity. Though I did not participate willingly and made what I thought was my best effort to stop these events, there are some things that a person simply cannot come back from. I take some pride in that, actually, as to move on in life after being part of such a thing would be the mark of a sociopath in my mind.
My goodness, what was he involved in?
These things go far beyond what most are even aware of.
That's just the thing. I mean, whenever you hear, and there's more to this, but you know, whenever you hear one of these stories slip out from WikiLeaks or from, you know, some soldier who tells the truth, they always play it off like, "Oh, those bad boys, what were they doing over there, boy? We don't want to have anything to do with that here in the military." But the reality is that it's horrific across the board, and the war crimes are common.
He claimed he was ordered to do this.
That's right, against his will.
I tend to believe the word of the guy who killed himself over it.
Absolutely true. More coming up here in moments. Johnny Ray will continue. Your calls are welcome as well. Free Talk Live.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com.
4Bunkers.com or call 1-855-4Bunker. That's 855-4BUNKER or AtlasSurvivalShelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll free at 855-450-FREE. But if we sneak a call in, it's going to be after we finish what Johnny Ray has begun here, which is a letter, a final letter from a soldier to his family as he could not handle any more of the pain. After having gone on 400 combat missions as a Humvee gunner, if I'm recalling correctly.
That's right.
This guy couldn't take it anymore, and we're reading his final words. We're going to continue that in moments.
Yeah, he was also an intelligence analyst, so he interviewed a lot of people, as well as going on these combat missions.
The biggest liberty-oriented event of the year, Freedom Fest, includes speakers like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and many more. If you haven't heard, the venue's been changed. Freedom Fest will be held July 10th through the 13th at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas. There's nothing like Freedom Fest, and there's nothing like Vegas. Get your tickets and hotel rooms now. They're booking fast. I'll be there representing Free Talk Live. It's an event that you do not want to miss. Go to freedomfest.com. Get registered now. It's freedomfest.com.
He, just before we took the break there, he was talking about how he was made to do things against his will. During one of his tours that were horrifying and war crimes, in his opinion, crimes against humanity, he says, and that they go far beyond what most are even aware of.
And look at the social pressure, the tremendous social pressure that's put on a soldier in this circumstance. He says he tried to do what he could, which means that he went tried to go up the chain of command and let people know these are war crimes or whatever. He tried to do something. Whatever that was, I don't know, I'm not clear on. However, if you try to do something outside of the chain of command, like, for instance, Bradley Manning did, they'll throw you in jail for 3 years.
For the rest of your life.
Soldier, if we tell you to commit a war crime, you will commit that war crime, and you can complain about it later. Do you understand me, son? Yes, sir. That's what they want done. You commit that war crime, and we don't care what it does to your mind. We don't care what it does to your family. We pay you something like minimum wage for your time, son.
You're ours, soldier.
In the words, why anybody would sign up for this crap is beyond me. You are not protecting freedom.
We know why they sign up, because they've been told they're going to protect freedom and that they're trying to save the world for democracy and that free they're going to free people and help the children and you know all that kind of stuff. Protect their nation, yep. etc.
That's why we got the war crimes problem going
yeah.
on here.
Yeah, and if you're out there listening and you're thinking about joining the U.S. military, then this letter from Daniel Summers is for you.
Mm. Yeah, yes. Speaking as a veteran.
To force me to do these things and then participate in the ensuing cover-up is more than any government has the right to demand. Then, the same government has turned around and abandoned me. They offer no help and actively block the pursuit of gaining outside help via their corrupt agents at the DEA. Any blame rests with them. My assumption is he's talking about marijuana or
whatever other drugs are prohibited.
MDMA, yeah. right? Beyond that, there are the host of physical illnesses that have struck me down again and again, for which they also offer no help.
Wait a minute. I thought the military was supposed to take care of you for the rest of your life. Guess that's not true either, huh?
Yeah, he goes on to say that that's not the case. Yep. There might be some progress
I'm
by
sure
now.
It does, by the way, I'm sure they take care of some people. There are plenty of people that can hold up and say, look, we took care of them. They'll call into the show and yeah. say, hey, I was taken care of. I don't doubt them for a second. I'm sure they were taken care of. However, the problem is when you're that individual with that problem and you're not getting taken care of, that's when it hurts.
Yeah, and if you're really good at navigating bureaucracy and that's one of your talents, then that's right. going to help you.
You've got that kind of frickin' hobby that you want to participate in. You've got that kind of time that you want to, you know, beg these people to treat you.
There might be some progress by now if they had not spent nearly 20 years denying the illness that I and so many others were exposed to. Further complicating matters is the repeated and severe brain injuries to which I was subjected, which they also seem to be expending no effort into understanding. What is known is that each of these should have been cause enough for immediate medical attention, which was not rendered. Lastly, the DEA enters the picture again, as they have now managed to create such a culture of fear in the medical community that doctors are too scared to even take the necessary steps to control the symptoms, all under the guise of a completely manufactured, quote, overprescribing epidemic, unquote, which stands in stark relief to all of the legitimate research, which shows the opposite to be true. Perhaps, with the right medication at the right doses, I could have bought a couple of decent years, but even that is too much to ask from a regime built upon the idea that suffering is noble and relief is just for the weak. However,
remember the statement from, I think it was the graduating one of the graduating classes from West Point, is don't catch PTSD, cause it.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm just backing up what they say here, is that suffering is noble.
However, when the challenges facing a person are already so great that all but the weakest would give up, these extra factors are enough to push a person over the edge. Is it any wonder, then, that the latest figures show 22 veterans killing themselves each day? That is more veterans Wow. than children killed at Sandy Hook every single day.
Yeah.
Where are the huge policy initiatives? Why isn't the president standing with those families at the State of the Union? Perhaps because we were not killed by a single lunatic, but rather by his own system of dehumanization, neglect, and indifference. It leaves us to where all we have to look forward to is constant pain, misery, poverty, and dishonor. I assure you that when the numbers do finally drop, it will merely be because those who are pushed the farthest are all already dead.
Mm.
And for what? Bush's religious lunacy? Cheney's ever-growing fortune and that of his corporate friends? Is this what we destroy lives for?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Since then, I have tried everything to fill the void. I tried to move into a position of greater power and influence.
He mentions Bush and Cheney here. He doesn't mention, mention Obama's complicit in this. And this, I mean, it's been 5 years
now. He mentioned
Obama.
He mentions him, but he just didn't say his name.
Right.
He said, why isn't the president standing with those families like he did with the families of Sandy Hook?
He more mentions them as standing by and letting this happen as opposed to being sort of at fault. These are his wars.
No, he says his own system of dehumanization, neglect, and indifference.
All right. Well, I just didn't feel that he could. I felt like he could have listed it there again. Go ahead.
Since then, I've tried everything to fill the void. I tried to move into a position of greater power and influence to try and right some of the wrongs. I deployed again, where I put a huge emphasis on saving lives. The fact of the matter, though, is that any new lives saved do not replace those who were murdered. It is an exercise in futility. Then I pursued replacing destruction with creation. For a time, this provided a distraction, but it could not last. The fact is that any kind of ordinary life is an insult to those who died at my hand. How can I possibly go around like everyone else while the widows and orphans I created continue to struggle? If they could see me sitting here in suburbia in my comfortable home working on some music project, they would be outraged, and rightfully so.
Wow.
I thought perhaps I could make some headway with this film project, maybe even directly appealing to those I had wronged and exposing a greater truth. But that is also now being taken away from me. I fear that, just as with everything else that requires the involvement of people who cannot understand by virtue of never having been there, it is going to fall apart as careers get in the way. The last thought that has occurred to me is one of some kind of final mission. It is true that I have found that I am capable of finding some kind of reprieve by doing things that are worthwhile on the scale of life and death. While it is a nice thought to consider doing some good with my skills, experience, and killer instinct, the truth is that it isn't realistic. First, I think he's talking about creating a mercenary group.
Seems like he's getting at that.
Read his words. First, there are the logistics of financing and equipping my own operation. Then there is the near certainty of a grisly death, international incidents, and being branded a terrorist in the media that would follow. What is really stopping me, though, is that I simply am too sick to be effective in the field anymore. That, too, has been taken from me. Thus, I am left with basically nothing.
Stand by, Johnny Ray. We are going to continue with the remainder. There's only a couple, few sentences left here. He ends his own life. This is the letter he wrote to his family. His last words. This soldier who fought over in the Middle East and then for 10 years suffered in tremendous pain, both mental and physical, and had decided he just couldn't take it anymore. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is just one story. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Malskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. M-I-G-R-A-L-E-X Relief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live moments remain here. You can get your call in at 855-450-FREE. You don't have to talk about this story we're sharing with you, but if you'd like to share your experience with being in the military and the aftermath, you're welcome to do that, because right now Johnny Ray has in front of him the words of a man who took his own life. Daniel Summers is his name. He was involved for years in the military. 2004 to 2005, was a tactical human intelligence team member in Baghdad, ran more than 400 combat missions in that time frame. That's a lot of combat missions. And then 06-07, continued work with the Joint Special Operations Command, suffered from PTSD, traumatic brain injury, and other war-related conditions. Basically, he's been in pain, both physical and mental anguish, for the last decade of his life. And he's tried to hold it together. He's tried to keep it together for the benefit of his family so he can still be there for them, but basically came to the conclusion that it would be better if he just wasn't there and wasn't a burden to them and didn't have to continue remembering the things that he was forced to do against his will, which he describes as war crimes.
Right. He relates that from the outset he was forced to participate in war crimes and then actively play an active role in the cover-up of the war crimes.
Mm-hmm. So we'll wrap up his story now.
He's come to the end of his rope. Thus, I am left with basically nothing. Too trapped in a war to be at peace. Too damaged to be at war. Abandoned by those who would take the easy route and a liability to those who stick it out and thus deserve better. So you see, not only am I better off dead, but the world is better without me in it. This is what brought me to my actual final mission. Not suicide, but a mercy killing. I know how to kill, and I know how to do it so that there is no pain whatsoever. It was quick, and I did not suffer. And above all, now I am free. I feel no more pain. I have no more nightmares or flashbacks or hallucinations. I am no longer constantly depressed or afraid or worried. I am free. I ask that you be happy for me for that. It is perhaps the best break I could have hoped for. Please accept this and be glad for me. Daniel Summers.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that.
It's,
I can only imagine the level of pain that these folks talk about. They talk about hallucinations and dreams and, you know, dealing with this stuff on a daily, hourly basis. And that's got to be really tremendous. I might have a crazy dream about prison where I spent almost 9 years every year and a half or something like that. And I don't like that feeling when I get up in the morning. It kind of keeps me, you know, I'm off kilter for a couple of hours.
Really? I'd be glad to not be in prison if I woke up.
I hear you. But, you know, like your experience in jail was entirely different than my experience in jail. I mean, you went to a really nice place. You intended to go. You knew what it was going to be like. I had a whole different experience.
Sure.
I was in the most violent prison in the state of Florida as rated by incidents of violence. And, you know, all my dreams relate to violence. And it's, you know, it's really tough.
But all of your dreams relate to violence or just the prison ones?
All my prison dreams relate to violence. And I don't have that many dreams that I remember anyway. So I can only get a glimpse, the slightest glimpse of what it must be like for these people. And it would be so awful.
Yeah, if you read the comments, there are people saying, you know, my brother-in-law, we can't go to the grocery store without him having to go take a break and sit in the car and breathe, because going into the store with all those people and all the noise and activity is terrifying, and he just can't handle it. The 4th of July is the families dread the 4th of July because of the fireworks. And dad is curled up in the fetal position in a dark corner in the bedroom.
But guys, it's for freedom. I mean, we're trying to save the world here. Democracy, the children.
You've got to respect these people. You can't talk about their problems because that would be disrespectful to them. And I don't think it is. I think it's the highest form of respect to talk about these veterans and the stuff that they deal with afterwards. When you sign up and you put on that uniform, there's so much more than you ever imagined going into it. And none of it's good. Walking up and saying thanks, sometimes, oftentimes, that's a very painful thing for these people, because they're reminded. They had just a moment of being normal, and you came up and you said thanks. And, you know, I mean,
thanks
I read
for
these,
what? Participating in war crimes?
I read these things online. These are the things they say. Not everybody feels this way. Some of them, many of the people that have the PTSD, they have it because they feel like they couldn't save their friends from the terrible enemy. And they're dealing with the same problems looking at it from the other side. This guy's talking about war crimes. They're saying that they weren't enough to save their friends. Your friends wouldn't have been in danger if it wasn't for shiftless politicians sending them off at their very whims. There's nothing. No freedom is being gained in Afghanistan or Iraq or the 70-something other countries that military action is being taken in. People, Americans are dying for nothing.
Just like they always have, for the most part.
They're killing and they're causing destruction for nothing.
So how long is this going to go on for? I mean, how many more lives must be destroyed? Obviously, there's over 100,000 lives in, what was it, Iraq, I think, that have been extinguished.
Yep.
Innocent people. And plenty more in Afghanistan as well. And, you know, we're not even counting all the other countries that you mentioned. And historically, of course, there are millions upon millions of people, not just by the U.S. government's hand, but other governments around the world. What's the point of all this?
It's a terrible system for solving problems.
I think it's going they will be able to perpetuate the warfare as long as the U.S. dollar is the world's reserve currency.
Well, if it wasn't, by the way, it'll be the next world reserve currency. It'll be the next fiat currency out there that allows the next superpower. The United States is on its way down. The evidence is that empires fall. I don't know whether it'll take a decade. I don't know whether it'll take a year, a decade, or a century. I don't know. You don't either. And that's the end of that story. But that's the problem with fiat currencies, is they allow governments to be detached from the consequences of their actions.
It's true, because I don't pay federal tax. And one of the reasons I don't pay it is because I don't agree with coercion. And I certainly don't agree with murder. And that's what I consider war to be, killing innocent people all around the world. So I don't pay the federal taxes, but it doesn't matter to the feds. They don't care if I don't pay, because as long as I'm using their money, they've got me, because all they have to do is turn on the printing press or increment some zero, you know, numbers in a ledger online, and they've created more money, and they can then send that money to their buddies in the military-industrial complex or the corporate world or whatever, and then buy favors with it, and then have those favors back scratched to them, and so on and so forth. And the only thing that we can do to stop that is by not using their money, and also not using the government monies anywhere from around the world. And, of course, Bitcoin is the only viable option. There are some competitors like Litecoin, but the cryptocurrency world is the option to escape from the government-controlled money system.
You can use gold and silver. Those are other ways of doing business.
You can, but you can't transfer them online in any simple manner.
Right. I mean, I think that that's something that you've got to do sort of individually where you are. But
and even then, you still have to somehow make change with it, and you're either going to have to make change with FRNs or you're going to have to make change with Bitcoin.
If you use Mercury dimes that I use, there's not that much change that needs to go in.
True. I mean, if you've got enough silver and you've got enough different varieties of it, you could affect transactions with silver. But the fact is, Bitcoin's better than silver. Bitcoin is much easier to divide. It's much easier to send. It's much more flexible. More people accept it than accept silver.
I think that silver has a historic advantage in that silver's been worth, you know, basically what silver's been worth for centuries. And Bitcoin's new on the scene. I like Bitcoin, believe me. I just think that one needs to take a somewhat cautious route in predicting its future viability.
Yeah, and there's certainly room for gold and silver in the solution. Bitcoin's being used. People were contributing on average $20 worth of Bitcoins a day to WikiLeaks.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole lot. As of Monday, when the Snowden story started blowing up, they got $700 worth of Bitcoins that day.
Hmm.
Unless it was 700 Bitcoins, but I'm pretty sure it was $700 worth of Bitcoins. And people are sending Bitcoins to WikiLeaks, so WikiLeaks can use them to help Edward Snowden.
Which is awesome, because if you remember, it wasn't too long ago that WikiLeaks was having a financing issue where the government... The governments of the world were coming down on WikiLeaks, coming down on their payment providers. So like Visa, MasterCard, PayPal were basically shutting out WikiLeaks because they were getting pressure from the state. But the state can't shut down Bitcoin. And so this is an excellent way for people to support WikiLeaks.
That's why Bitcoins gives power to the individual.
Right. So we are out of time for tonight, but we'll join you tomorrow, and maybe next week we'll get to a game of the week from Johnny Ray. Tomorrow night, see you there online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.